My name is Candida Crawford. I am the proud parent of a special little human being named Kelvon Lewis. Kelvon was born to me with a varying degrees of special needs. His profound disabilities really left me stumped and didn't know what to do. I had to reach out to God and pray. God, what do I do? Do I leave him here in the hospital as they're suggesting? I'm not going to be able to take care of him. He's only going to live to be 2 weeks old. God, what do I do? At that moment, God spoke to me and let me know, you take him home and love him, and I have the rest. So 17 years later, here we are. I love Kelvon more than you can ever imagine. He has enriched my life so much and made me the person that I am. So I needed a kid like him to grow me up and to teach me this part of the human existence in this world. My son is going to be 18 here in 6 months. Kelvon is what we call a total care patient. He has a hearing impairment, a vision impairment. His brain injury left him significantly, profoundly disabled. Kelvon doesn't have the use of his verbal language, but he has the most beautiful, bright eyes, and he talks with those eyes. If you spend any significant amount of time with Kelvon, you will know what he's saying, his likes, his dislikes, and he engages you with those beautiful eyes with the longest eyelashes in the world. He has to be suctioned. He has to be repositioned every couple of hours because he's getting bigger now. He's not a little kid anymore. And so we have to make sure we don't get sores and things like that. It is just an awesome experience, the things that I have learned. I have never, ever considered going into the nursing field or anything. But these things that Kelvon has taught me, the things that I had to learn to sustain his life, were just, it just fell in place. So I call myself Mama's Little Nurse. I just learned about Variety last year. My son was 16 years old when I learned out about Variety. And I feel like that's 16 years a little late, but guess what? I'm going to make sure the next family knows. I'm going to bring an awareness to my community about Variety. We were in need of a specialized handicap accessible van. And we were trying to raise funds, trying to get money from different organizations. And one of the social workers at Children's Mercy said, have you heard about Variety, Casey? I said, no. She said, look them up and kind of find out, see if you want to fill out an application for them. I filled out an application, got a call back, and this wonderful woman, Deb, called me, and we just had the best conversation, and I'm in love. There's nothing that she couldn't ask me to do for Variety. Every time I get the opportunity, I'm saying, hey, because they give you funds to help with mobility, help with equipment that your kids, these things that we get for our kids, they're not trending. They're not things that, you know, hey, that's the it thing to have. These are necessities to make our children's life a little easier. And so for an organization to buy into that and say, hey, we want to help you, they got my vote. I'm always on board with them. So that's how they came into our lives, and they're going to always be in our lives.